Hey, the bike race actually got the headlines in France yesterday. After a week of doping scandals, the Tour de France ended with a sprint to the finish. Spanish cyclist Alberto Contador won the toughest race in cycling by all of 23 seconds. It's the second closest finish in the Tour's history. But all that good news did not quite wipe out the bad, as we hear in this report from Anita Elash in Paris.
Fans along the route of the Tour de France booed the cyclists and even showed up dressed as syringes. They were upset about three drug scandals. The most spectacular was on Wednesday, when the leader Michael Rasmussen was asked to leave for allegedly lying about his whereabouts to avoid pre-race drug tests. But fans near the finish line on the Champs-Élysées in Paris were in a much better mood yesterday. They lined up for hours, waiting for the chance to greet the racers as they crossed the finish line. Rob Diamond is an amateur cyclist who came from Brisbane, Australia. Like a lot of fans, he was in the mood to forgive.
We've loved it. We've been following the Tour for the whole month, so today it's the spectacle. Just being here, that's the main thing.
The Tour de France is an incredibly difficult race. This year, competitors rode more than 2,100 miles in 3 weeks as the Tour wound through Britain, Spain, and France and over grueling climbs in the Alps and Pyrenees. So longtime fan Bertolo Michel said he wasn't surprised the riders used performance-enhancing drugs. I think all the riders are doped up, more or less, he said. They have to be to do what they do, because they're men, not machines. Over the last decade, doping scandals have become a regular part of the Tour de France. When Rasmussen was dismissed last week, tour organizers promised to put an end to drug use once and for all. And many amateur and professional cyclists insisted that, despite its difficulty, a drug-free race is possible. Alain Derly is a spokesman for the French Cycling Association.
When you see cyclists in the cities who are bike messengers, they do at least 100 kilometers per day, each day, 5 or 6 days a week. And they don't need any drugs for that.
But many observers said that even if tour organizers follow through on their promise to get tough on doping, they'll have a hard time convincing riders they'd be better off drug-free. Guillaume Rabière, the editor-in-chief of the weekend newspaper Le Journal du Dimanche, says that for many young riders, doping is normal.
There's an entire generation of riders who became professionals in the culture of doping, and it's not possible to get rid of this culture. So we'll have to wait until this generation gets old and a new generation takes its place before the Tour de France is really clean.
But in spite of the scandals, fans keep watching. Television audiences this year were at a four-year high. This man, who came to the Champs-Élysées from the south of France, says that's because the Tour is simply magic. We love the bicycle here, he says. It's a tradition that is more than 100 years old, and we love to come out and watch, even if they're taking drugs. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.